Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Uncorking investments in wine futures? Fun, folly, or a savvy move? I do like wine. I enjoy it so much that I write about it, talk about, read about it, and frequently dream of vineyard strolls. Wine is a constant source of fascination for me. Recently, the industry's issues have raised alarms. From climate change to soil quality due to pesticides and climate change impacts on the budding and grape harvests, to shifts in consumer behavior. Pandemic lockdowns, I naively thought, would fuel a global exploration of wines, but this has not materialized. In fact, in some market segments, there is a serious decline in consumer interest. Fueled by my passion and belief in the industry's resilience, I consulted my investment broker and wine futures. We did not explicitly dissuade me. His cautious advice, urging me to rethink this strategy, resonated deeply. My subsequent research unveiled a complex reality. The potential rewards of wine futures were indeed enticing, but the inherent risks were equally sobering. Wine is more than a delicious beverage with heady aromas. Wine transcends mere beverage status. It fuels a multi-billion-dollar industry, intricately woven into the economic fabric of countless communities worldwide. This industry impacts and employs millions across cities, states, and entire countries. Wine is one of the most popular alcoholic beverages consumed around the world. In 2023, the global wine market was valued at US$333 billion. It is expected to grow annually at a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 5.2% through 2027, at which time a little over half of all spending, and 26% of volume consumption, will be for outer home consumption, i.e., bars and restaurants. Benchmark corporate.com/2023-global-wine-market-report. The idea of investing in wine futures is very seductive. The chance to acquire coveted wines at pre-release prices, potentially enjoying both enjoyment and financial reward as they age, holds a special appeal. The question, is now the optimal time to invest in wine futures? There is no simple answer. Several factors intertwine in to create a complex investment package, influenced by market conditions, vintage quality, producer reputation, and individual circumstances. What are wine futures? When I buy wine futures, it means that I am purchasing the rights to receive a specific quantity of wine at a predetermined price at a future date. Typically, this means that I have the intention of selling the wine at a profit once it has matured. Minimum investment requirements. Wineries or wine merchants offering wine futures often impose minimum purchase requirements, which can range from a few hundred to several thousand dollars per case. The specific minimum investment will be determined by the policies of the individual winery. Number of cases. When I purchase wine futures, I have to decide on the quantity of cases I intend to invest in. Some investors opt for diversification by acquiring futures from multiple wineries or vineyards to spread risk. The benefits of diversification include the spreading of risk when buying from various producers and regions in order to mitigate the impact of a single poor vintage or unexpected event. A wider selection also allows the opportunity to explore winemaking styles and even discover hidden treasures. Diversification may require a larger initial investment as multiple cases across different sources can quickly increase the upfront costs. Managing and storing numerous cases from various origins can be complex and expensive. In addition, spreading investments may limit potential gains on any single producer or vintage. Brokerage or transaction fees. Check for any associated brokerage or transaction fees when purchasing wine futures. Some intermediaries may charge fees for facilitating the transaction, impacting the overall cost of your investment. Consideration for additional costs. Anticipate potential additional costs, including shipping fees, taxes, or customs duties if importing the wine. A comprehensive understanding of all associated costs ensures a more accurate evaluation of your investment. What are the risks? Market volatility. Like any investment, the wine market can experience fluctuations, including economic downturns, changing consumer preferences, or unforeseen events may impact the value of wine futures. Lack of liquidity. Wine futures are not as liquid as traditional financial assets. Selling an investment might be challenging, especially if market conditions are unfavorable or if there is a limited demand for the specific wine being held. Long-term commitment. Wine futures often require a considerable waiting period until maturity. This means tying up funds for an extended period, and changes in personal circumstances or financial needs might affect the ability to hold onto the investment. Quality variability. The quality of wine can be influenced by various factors such as weather conditions, vineyard practices, and winemaking techniques. A poor vintage or unexpected issues in production can impact the value of the investment. Price per bottle, case. The cost per bottle or case of wine varies based on factors such as quality, reputation, and rarity. High-end or rare wines may command higher prices. It is important to evaluate the price per bottle and calculate the total investment based on the desired quantity. Storage costs and risks. Proper storage is crucial for maintaining the quality and value of wine. Storage facilities come with associated costs, and factors like temperature fluctuations or improper handling can affect the condition of the wine. Regulatory changes. Wine investments may be subject to regulatory changes, and compliance with local laws is crucial. This is a very complex segment of the industry, and it takes time and money to stay informed about any legal requirements related to wine futures in your jurisdiction. Global events and supply chain disruptions. External factors, such as climate change, trade tensions, or logistical challenges, can affect the entire wine industry. Because of the volatility of the global economy, it is complex to stay aware of global events and their potential impact on wine production, distribution, and pricing. Currency fluctuations. Investing in wines from different regions of the world? It is critical to consider the impact of currency fluctuations on the overall value of the investment. eTurboNews.com. Is there a future in wine futures? Investing in wine futures can be an exciting venture for anyone passionate about wine. However, it requires lots of time and money because of the need for thorough research, careful consideration of risks, and a long-term commitment. Before making any decisions, consult with financial advisors experienced in the wine market to ensure the investment aligns with personal financial goals and risk tolerance. I will keep watching market trends, stay informed about industry developments, and approach wine futures carefully. I will try to keep a balanced and informed perspective while sipping on a really delicious Chardonnay. Wine futures require a commitment, time and money. Investing in wine futures sounds like a wonderful conversation starter at the next cocktail party. However, it's not all sunshine and meandering through Tuscan vineyards. I will have to be prepared to researching like a detective, navigating risks like a tightrope walker, and wait years to determine if my decisions were spot on. Before diving in, chat with financial advisors who know the wine industry, inside, outside, and sideways. For now, I'll be my own wine guide, keeping tabs on market trends and industry development. And, of course, sipping on a delicious Stonehill Winery, Missouri, 2020 Chambourcin with a balanced and informed perspective. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.